Quantum Mechanical Simulations of the Radical-Radical Chemistry on Icy Surfaces, by Joan Enrique Romero et al. The formation of the interstellar complex organic molecules, ICOMs, is a hot topic in astrochemistry. One of the main paradigms trying to reproduce the observations postulates that ICOMs are formed on the ice mantles covering the interstellar dust grains as a result of radical-radical coupling reactions. We investigate ICOMs formation on the icy surfaces by means of computational quantum mechanical methods. In particular, we study the coupling and direct hydrogen abstraction reactions involving the CH3 plus X systems, X equals New Hampshire 2, CH3, HCO, CH3O, CH2O, and HCO plus Y, Y equals HCO, CH3O, CH2O, plus the CH2OH plus CH2OH and CH3O plus CH3O systems. We computed the activation energy barriers of these reactions as well as the binding energies of all the studied radicals, by means of density functional theory, DFT, calculations on two ice water models, made of 33 and 18 water molecules. Then, we estimated the efficiency of each reaction using the reaction activation, desorption and diffusion energies and derived kinetics with the Ehring equations. We find that radical-radical chemistry on surfaces is not as straightforward as usually assumed. In some cases, direct H abstraction reactions can compete with radical-radical couplings, while in others they may contain large activation energies. Specifically, we found that ethane, methylamine and ethylene glycol are the only possible products of the relevant radical-radical reactions, glyoxyl, methylformate, glycolaldehyde, formamide, dimethyl ether and ethanol formation is likely in competition with the respective H abstraction products, and acetaldehyde and dimethyl peroxide do not seem a likely grain surface products. This was Quantum Mechanical Simulations of the Radical-Radical Chemistry on Icy Surfaces, by Joan Enrique Romero et al.